Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Outstanding. Pretty good. Thank you for joining us. So, Tommy Pham, he couldn't see before. He's been having eye problems, contact problems. We'll start you off with a softball here, Jordy. You think it's tough to hit when you can't see?
I do. That might explain a lot. He's a veteran player. He's been around. He knows how to get himself back to what he's been doing, and we're starting to see that now a little bit. I mean, he's been a good hitter for a long time in the big league. So now it's just a matter of getting, you know, he dug himself a pretty good hole. He's trying to get back in the flow and get things going again.
Jordy, Nick Gonzalez, ever since he got back from the injury, he's progressively gotten better. And last night he just lit it on fire, 5 hits and just, you know, he's just Mr. Automatic. We were talking about him earlier saying that he's a ball player. Is he a guy that you could build around, in your opinion? Is he a guy that could be a staple for the future of the Pittsburgh Pirates that you look at and you're like, okay, our second baseman's Nick Gonzalez. He's going to perform for us every single night, and we could build around this guy.
You nailed it. I mean, that's the word that kind of we've been saying around, you know, former players and whatnot, is he's just a ball player, man. Like, you can put him really anywhere on the infield, and I think he's going to be okay. And then now, you know, DK sticking him in the middle of the lineup. He's, you know, he was hitting 2, 3, 4, 5. So you can kind of put him anywhere, and he's got really good bat to ball skills. Obviously he's got some power now, some juice, feels like he's, getting really healthy and getting the flow. And again, he's a younger player still, not a lot of experience, but you can tell he's progressing really, really well. And it's something that, you know, especially if you can find a guy up the middle that can play, you know, one of those positions that can also hit and hit for power. I mean, it's those are rare to find, and it looks like he's on the track to do that, and he could be a staple here in Pittsburgh for a while.
Jordy Mercer with us here on the Fan Morning Show. We've been talking about how he comes up in those slow heartbeat moments, as Clint Hurdle would have said back in the day. And I don't know, Jordy, can you teach that? It seems like his approach with runners on, with runners in scoring position, is one that they're lacking elsewhere, and he had it last year, and he's come back, and he has it this year.
Yeah, I mean, those things are tough to teach. They are. It's like, you know, you're kind of born with it. You're kind of – that's one of your traits as a baseball player. I know the more you put yourselves in those situations, the better you're going to get. You're going to be able to handle it and understand it better. But it's hard to you know, break down and say what you need to do and how you need to feel and whatnot, because your body's running through emotions here. You got guys on base, you know, this is a big opportunity, not only for yourself, but for the team. And it seems like you're right. He comes up with his key clutch hits, and he works the count well. He's like ready to hit. He's on time. There's a lot of different factors, rather than just getting up there and getting a hit. You know, I think that his takes have been really good. His bats have been good in those situations. So it's just a knack. He's a knack for having those big key situations. And he's coming through, and he's coming through, you know, quite well, too.
Jordy, you're the same age as Andrew McCutchen. Are you shocked to see his production right now? Or are you just like, yeah, that's Kutch? You know, I assumed that he was going to be, you know, this productive at this age.
Hard to tell. You know, I know him. I talk to him quite often, to be honest with you. I do. And, you know, especially when I'm up there doing some TV stuff, like, we have some good conversations about future, about how he's holding up, you know, what his workout regimen is. And dude, he's still doing it. Like, that's what is most impressive to me, is he still loves the game. He still wants to perform well. You know, I think that fire is still there. Now, it might not be as much as when he was younger, but he still wants to play well. He still wants to do well. He still loves, you know, being a part of this organization. And it just seems like he got off to a good start, and he's kind of been riding that wave. And he's putting his bodies in, and it feels really good. And he's gotten to play quite a bit, a lot more than probably he thought he would get to play. But that's okay. I think he's understanding that, and he's learning, continue to learn that DH role a little bit more. And He's just putting himself in a good spot, and his body's in a good spot, and his mind's in a good spot. And I just enjoy having conversations with him about, man, how long are you going to do this? Like, he's like, I don't know. I'm just going to keep going until I just keep going, and then we'll figure it out as we go. So it's pretty cool to have conversations with him like that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Freddie Mercer with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Correct me if I'm wrong, but Donnie Kelly was part of the Tigers organization, but then you came over to Detroit like right after he left, right? You guys didn't have any overlap there?
Nope, that's right. Yep.
Do you know him well?
I do. I've known him from Neil, because me and Neil are pretty tight. We're pretty close. So I know him through him pretty well. And then every time that we went over there and played Detroit, you know, being in Pittsburgh, and Neil was over there talking to him, I would go over there and say hi and whatnot. And then, you know, a couple of times I've been in Pittsburgh, we've had some good conversations with him and just me and him one-on-one, which has been good. And, you know, what I like about DK is it seems like the guys are playing hard for him. And I think that's, you know, one key as a manager or a coach that, you know, I've been around for a while. It's like, you want a guy that you want to play for. You want a guy that has your back. You want a guy that you're going to go to war with. And DK is a player's guy, man. You can just tell, like, guys are having fun. Guys are playing hard. And we all knew that he was kind of the up-and-coming manager around the league. We've been hearing it for years. And it's just a matter of him getting opportunity. And he's kind of getting this opportunity. And I know that he's a Pittsburgh guy through and through. And it just it makes a lot of sense. You know, for him to be at the helm right now, and it seems like the guys are really playing well for him, and it's fun to watch him evolve. And I know Adam Jean was a big help for him too, just to, you know, understand the rules and logistics of being a manager and the ebbs and flows of the game. And he's just learning on the fly, and that's what's so cool about DK, man. He's a great baseball mind, and the guys are going to play hard for him.
Jordy, if you were the commissioner, what's one rule or one thing that you would change or add to Major League Baseball?
Oh, man. I don't know, because it feels like every single year they're adding more and more and more. I don't know. It's wild, some of the stuff that now, you know, I do like the pitch clock. I didn't like it at first, but, you know, the game sped up, and that's, you're not seeing three-plus hours hardly anymore. I mean, you do occasionally, but not as much. And so I think that's helped. That's helped watching it on TV for viewers. But, man, this whole, challenging pitches and doing this stuff, man, you're taking the human element out of the game. And that's what's been the beauty of our game for a long time. Now, I get it. We got technology like crazy, and you want to make the right call. I understand that, but that's part of sports. That's part of, you know, being around, you know, baseball for as long as it's been around, that, you know, the human element of it is part of it. That's part of the game. You're going to miss calls. Some people are going to miss calls, but we have the best umpires, you know, in all of the sport. We have the best umpires in the whole world, and yet they're barely missing pitches, right, that probably a lot of people couldn't do. So it's just, I don't know, man. That's the whole the two-bag thing, too. I saw that in college was going on, and I think maybe in some of the minor leagues, too. So there's a lot of craziness going on, but let's try to keep it. I'm a purist, so I want to try to keep it as pure as possible and not take that human element out of it as much as we can.
Jordy, this was fun. Congratulations to you on your Oklahoma City Thunder, man.
How about that, huh? Hey, today's a big day of the parade, so our city's going crazy right now, man. It was an exciting time to be able to watch it with my family, my boys, and be able to share that moment with them. So it's pretty cool for our city. Our city, we're pretty fortunate to have the Thunder, and only been here, you know, 17, 18 years, and being able to win the championship is pretty neat. So appreciate you guys.
You know, our producer, Austin Bechtold, says that if Halliburton didn't get hurt, he thinks you guys would have been in big trouble. What do you think?
I think we're...
Oh, no! We lost him at the wrong time! Oh, jeez!
I mean, what else you want to say? It's over, right?
That's right.
Can't take it away from
him. Oh, we got him back. Yeah, you either have a banner or you don't have a banner. That's the way it goes. Thank you, Jordy. Appreciate you coming on with us.
You got it, guys. Appreciate you having me.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.